Speaking of which, we reserve a few minutes to discuss current trends that you'd expect from reading Bible prophecy. We are futurists. That means we'd rather watch the Jetsons than the Flintstones. No, I'm just kidding. We interpret all unfulfilled prophetic passages as future events that are going to occur in a literal global context. Biometrics, artificial intelligence, cashless commerce, the manipulation of human DNA, global government, instantaneous global communication, the exponential growth of human knowledge, the movement to rebuild a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and a few other things, they are all predicted in the Bible, and we see all of them advancing in this day and age. Technological advances interest us because the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ predicts a global government whose cashless economy and services will be accessed by a personal biometric identifier. This identifier on the hand or in the forehead will be necessary for citizens to make purchases and to participate in all levels of society. Once considered fanciful, that system could be implemented right now. In fact, it is being implemented on a smaller scale. And I've told you before, and it's not hard to understand, once there is no money, no cash, and everything is digital, your life will be under the complete control of the government and eventually the Antichrist. Because, let's say you got a parking ticket and you decided you weren't going to pay it. Well, then you go down to maybe Save Mart to buy your groceries, and they won't sell you groceries because you have an outstanding parking ticket or something like that. Or maybe you drive more than the mileage that they are allowing you that month. And so you go to the mall, if anybody still does that, and they won't take your money. So that's the deal. So it's obviously we're moving in that direction. Let me ask you this. Does anybody here like Taco Bell? Sure you do. You get 100 tacos for a buck, right? KFC? Pizza Hut? Just not Pizza Hut in Lemoore, I guess, because they're closing. I shouldn't have said that. I read an article this week about their parent company. Anybody know the parent company of those? Who? Yum. Yum. No, not Shell Oil, but Yum. But so I read an article this week about their parent company. Its title was Yum Bets Big on AI as it attempts to move to 100% digital sales. Here's some excerpts. Chief Financial Officer Chris Turner talked about the company's goal of complete digital sales, saying digital sales are up approximately 15% and digital mix surpassing 50%. Turner said Yum Brands is able to do this through Byte by Yum, B-Y-T-E, clever, right? A proprietary software and digital ecosystem that includes AI-driven products. The platform will be used by both employees and customers. The technology will power mobile apps, web ordering, point of sale, kitchen and delivery optimization, menu management, inventory and labor management, and various team member tools. Currently, 25,000 Yum restaurants, including KFC International, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut across the world, use at least one Byte by Yum product. I'm not saying Byte by Yum is the Antichrist, although I'm sure he will eat at Taco Bell. We read the Bible, and it predicts a global cashless economy. We call it digital. All people will be forced into using it, or they won't be able to buy KFC or anything else. And then, lo and behold, we read articles like this that are exactly what we would expect. This system will dominate during the future seven-year Great Tribulation. We will not be on the earth for the seven-year Great Tribulation. Jesus promised in Revelation 3:10, I also will keep you, speaking to the church, from the hour of trial, meaning the Great Tribulation, which shall come upon the whole world all at once, not what part of the world, but the entire world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Earth dwellers is a particular title for a certain group of people in the Revelation. They are those who are left behind after the resurrection and rapture of the church and who endure those 7 years. And we will not be there because Jesus promised that and said that he would come and raise the dead in Christ and rapture living believers. And that could happen any moment. Nothing needs to happen before that occurs. And so I ask you each week, are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up because ready or not, Jesus is coming.